USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The American Academy of Pediatrics flipped its position on reopening schools in the fall, distancing itself from the Trump administration, which cited the organization's initial stance in order to bolster its push to reopen all K-12 schools. The AAP said in a statement, returning to school is important for the healthy development and well-being of children, but we must pursue reopening in a way that is safe for all students, teachers, and staff. Science only should drive decision-making on safely reopening schools. The AAP added that public health agencies must make recommendations based on evidence, not politics, and said schools in areas with high levels of COVID-19 community spread should not be compelled to reopen against the judgment of local experts. President Trump issued a call this week for all American schools to reopen full-time.
We're safely reopening our country, and we're safely reopening our schools. We want the schools to be open and going in fall.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Donald Trump has officially commuted the sentence of longtime advisor Roger Stone, who was found guilty of seeking to stop congressional and FBI investigations into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Stone was sentenced in February to 3 years and 4 months in prison after a trial late last year that found him guilty on all seven felony charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. Thousands of Chinese citizens have reportedly come into the United States since President Donald Trump restricted travel on foreign nationals in January, arriving from China after the coronavirus outbreak. According to a recent report by the Associated Press from the United States Commerce Department, over 8,000 Chinese nationals and foreign residents of Hong Kong and Macau have entered the United States over the last 3 months. More than 600 flights have brought in travelers from these areas after the president announced the travel ban in late January, and it was enacted on February 2nd. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A small study is now strengthening evidence that pregnant women infected with the coronavirus may be able to spread it to their fetus. Researchers in Italy said they've studied 311 women with COVID-19 who delivered babies in March and April. They found signs of the virus in several samples of umbilical cord blood, the placenta, and in one case, even breast milk. Now, women shouldn't panic. This doesn't mean there's viable virus in those places, and it's too early to make guidelines, according to Dr. Claudio Vinzia, the immunology specialist at the University of Milan. It will merit more studies, especially of women who are infected earlier in their pregnancies. California will become the first state to sue the Trump administration over guidelines issued this week that bar international students from remaining in the United States if they can take classes online. The lawsuit, which is expected to be filed in the Northern California U.S. District Court, seeks a preliminary injunction against the enforcement of the new visa policy. Under the directive, students on F-1 and M-1 visas must depart the country or take other measures, such as transferring to a school with an in-person instruction to remain in lawful status, according to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Those who violate the rules may face immigration consequences, including but not limited to the initiation of removal proceedings. The policy was announced as some colleges and universities are announcing plans to hold online-only courses this fall as the U.S. struggles to get past the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News,